You're listening to Fab Wives Unfiltered, a Fab Wives podcast hosted by Lady E, where we discuss the real and raw facts of the Fab Wife life, because it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous. Hey, Fab Wives, it's your Fab Wife, Lady E. So glad to be here today for another podcast. We have some interesting topics that we always do, and we got a fun topic today. But before we get started, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our Fab Wives. To the left of me, I got Miss Cherise. How you doing, Fab Wife?
Good. I'm doing wonderful.
All right. In front of me, I got Miss Tish. Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Hey. Hey, y'all.
All right. And the CEO herself, Miss Rhea.
Hey, Fab Wives. Oh. Hey, Lady E.
Hey, hey. All right. So, five signs you've gotten way too comfortable in your marriage. What are those five signs?
Okay, I want y'all to add to them if y'all have some extra ones that y'all think of as I'm going through this. But I did write a blog a couple of months ago on the five signs that you've gotten way too comfortable in your marriage, and I wanted to chat about them here today. All right, so number one, you've gotten too comfortable in your marriage when you've let hair grow in places you wouldn't yes. dare allow yes. it to in your single life.
Guilty.
Stubble.
Get them. First of all, I cannot stand ladies who feel like just because it's winter and your legs ain't gonna be out.
I know.
You still got to shave them legs.
Yeah.
Don't go Monique on them.
Don't go Monique on them.
Let me see. I got a little bit of stubble.
And if you have to miss your wax appointment, Nair can do the trick too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I ain't nairing down there. That's that nairing number relaxer.
Nair, girl, nair works.
Nair comes through.
Nair works.
Nair works. Nair works. I'm nair. Up nair with you. Comes through. I'm sorry. It does.
I'm gonna give y'all a Miss Shelly wax. I'm gonna give y'all my.
Please do.
I mean, European, but I've never tried nair. I was always scared.
It's only 10% of what you gonna pay.
Right.
Nair. I'm
slap it on
y'all,
and.
Mm-hmm. 8 minutes
wipe
later,
it off right
and it wipes right off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Baby bottom.
Okay, I gotta get specific.
Okay, thank y'all.
Nair has come a long
Does
way
it get between the lips.
I'm scared.
I mean, you can, but that's a little you can, but it's a little dangerous.
That's what I'm thinking about. Because I'm like Brazilian. I take it all off.
It's a technique.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
there's a technique to it.
You gotta be graceful. Like, it's almost like you painting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Cherise.
You know what, guys? I wonder if that's just us. Because there's some people, like when I say us, our generation, because some people don't at all.
Oh, take it all, talk it off?
Don't and I do think anything to it.
Yeah, and I think it depends on your spouse. Because I have a friend and she's like, you know, she was doing it, like she was waxing and all that kind of stuff. And her husband was like, I prefer you kind of all natural. Like he's there for the bush. He's there for the bush.
My husband's a different person. Like when it's fresh.
Oh.
All right, babe. I'll say, that's what I, from the look of it, I don't think my husband cares from the look of it, but when it's off, it's on. Like, yeah.
Okay.
But for me, I don't like the look of it. Like, get
You're
that out of here.
It.
Yeah.
Okay. I was at a point where I didn't, where it's like when we first got married, I was like shaving beyond life, and I just got tired and I was getting dark down there. I was like, you know what? I need to woman up. Let me go ahead and find a good esthetician. And that's what I did. Yeah. And Shelly, I love you. Shelly, I'm for life. I'm going to see you in 2 weeks, boo. Like, I'm never going back.
I can't wait to get Shelly's number.
I know.
I got y'all locked down. I prefer to, I mean, I support, you know, black businesses and especially female black owned businesses. Mm-hmm. So hook y'all up.
Okay.
Shelly going to have to pay for this sponsor.
Yeah.
We done plugged Shelly. All right, number two. You don't show off anymore. You stop teasing, flaunting, flirting. That's a big one. Yeah. Like, if you don't feel the need to, like, you know, back it up on your husband just a little bit when he walks past you in the kitchen.
Okay.
Or send that little teasy text. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you don't feel the need to flaunt in front of him, like, how I look.
Right.
You like my new bob?
Like, if they, like, they see you every day, so they know when something has changed. Like, sometimes it's good just to, you don't want to have to say it. Like, just, hey, babe, nice bob. I see the way you got that shave down there. I like that little lightning bolt action you tried to do.
What?
You know, like, you see me every day. Like, you notice. Like, you see it, say something. Like, if you see it, say it.
Or don't you feel like real sexy when you like put on a banging ass outfit and step out in front of your husband?
Do. Yeah. But do y'all ever, have y'all ever got, I know my husband's like, oh, you getting real dressed up to go out with your friends. You don't get like that.
I get that me. A lot.
But it's like, well, you don't be wanting to go nowhere. Why I need to actually put on clothes?
When I go out with my husband on date nights, like I try to do it, like nice date night. Like I try to do it up.
Me too.
You should. You should.
So lashes, everything.
Yes. Like you should.
Though. I go in.
You should.
Yeah.
All right. Number three, you stop doing the little things. You stop doing midday text messages, cooking his favorite foods, leaving little love notes. That is a big sign.
Yeah.
Like if you don't feel the need to like, you know, do a check-in or mm-hmm. you like, whatever. I don't care about his favorite chicken.
Yeah, like,
must be like, he'd be like, what's up? Like, I was like, am I your homeboy now? Like,
what's up?
All right.
All right. This one's a little more fun. I don't think it's a real huge indicator when you're married, but we'll see. So number four is you leave nothing to the imagination and not in a good way. So, like, one of the things I realized that I got too comfortable with was, like, plucking my chin hairs.
Oh. My husband. I hate that.
That disgusts him. Like, it makes him want to die.
That was
like, not
bad.
My hairs on my chinny chin. Yes.
I got to get him out.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, I used to wear, well, I'm now just starting to wear my real hair, but I used to wear a lot of weaves and wigs. And it went from weaves to just wigs. And my husband absolutely hates wigs.
Yeah.
But I love them. Mm-hmm. So
how do you find that balance? Like, that's hard.
I know.
And then, like, when you're natural, like, it's hard.
It's real deal. I mean, I would literally, like, have a wig. I would go into the bathroom, lock the door, take the wig off, then take the shower, then put the wig back on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, just so he didn't have to
just
see,
so
like
he didn't know that this was a wig. Now he knows. But just so he didn't know that this was a wig, then I got to the point where I just was like, I ain't care. I'm coming out with my little stocking on.
Not the stocking. Oh.
So I got a little too comfortable, and I think that's hence why I'm wearing my real hair now.
But it's sometimes hard not to. It's okay, so there's, I think, a fine line between getting too comfortable, you know, with your spouse and just being comfortable in your home.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like,
man,
that's a
hard.
Very fine line. Like, it's hard to be on all the time.
If it's something that disgusts them,
yeah,
I think. Because there's some things that my husband does that I'm like, dude, seriously, get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. I think having that conversation. if you don't like the hairs on the chin, all right, don't do it. I think
you don't like to see
with
that.
My husband, I had got to a point where I just switched bathrooms. Like, I just did not want to share a bathroom with him at all. And even though we had, like, separate sinks,
his and
it's
hers.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. and it's like, barriers between our sinks, just even walking past, I just be like, oh, I think I'm getting scabies. It's too much going on over there.
Oh, that's,
like, wipe that down.
Yeah.
And it would just bother me, and it would start to be like a turn off.
I hate
you
that.
Know? And I was just like,
I hate that sink.
Yeah, I was like, but then I learned to block it out, you know? And again, I had that conversation, you know, with him. But those things are hard to, you know, you want to be comfortable in your own home. Like, yeah, you want to keep the spark, you want to keep the marriage alive, and you want to stay sexy. You don't want to be, you know, a turn off, but there are going to be some things that you need to do as a woman to prep,
to
be sexy and all this kind of stuff that you just got to do. So it's like, whether we're going to say, okay, on this day, and I say, you just be out of the bedroom, you know, for the next hour or whatever, so that I can do what I need to do
to get it together.
Like, you're going to need that prep. My husband, like, E, to your point, he doesn't like weed. He
at
made
all.
That bear at all. Like,
not
he
even.
Just does it. He does like, now,
hard.
Some things that I get, he'll be like, okay, I like that. Mm-hmm. Don't get that. They didn't blend that right. I remember one time I went.
Blending?
No, it was because I had it like, so it was like a ombre type of situation that I had. And I remember I had just got it done, y'all.
Oh,
like,
man.
Fresh. And I had came from a salon and met him for lunch. He walked in and he was like, they ain't mixed that. And I just.
Oh, you spent all that money.
I spent all that money, all that time. My head hurt. I need aspirin.
I know. And now you mad.
And now I'm
and
mad
now
because
he
insulted me, like, immediately. And I really, like, you know, tried, like, to, you know, make it work. But it's like, when you're natural. I'm sorry, we having a real black girl moment. But, like, when you're natural and you got your hair, even when you have, you know, children, you find that you don't have time to spend doing Bantu knots and twists out
and blowouts and curls.
It takes so much time.
It's a struggle.
It takes so much time. I need to be able to get up and get out the door. Yeah, I will keep these crochets. I'm going to get one next week.
Like,
I'm
gonna keep it changing.
Shout out to crochets.
All right, number five.
Sorry, I forgot.
We went off on this tangent.
It was serious, y'all. Serious.
This is a major one. The fifth sign that you've gotten way too comfortable in your marriage. You go to the bathroom with the door open.
Yeah.
And I'm talking number two.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I can't. I love him to death, but I can't do that.
I ain't there.
I think he may leave me.
I ain't there.
Eight years, y'all.
I'm not going to lie to y'all.
We 8 years in, man. I can't do it. I'm not even two yet.
I will have a whole conversation like, babe, let me tell. And he will do the same thing.
Yes.
Oh. But that is not sexy.
It's not.
It's way. We gotten way too comfortable, but I definitely do it. And I'm like, come here.
Like, in my mind, when my husband and I first got married, I wouldn't even think I was like Kim Jong-un. Like, I don't poop. Like, I don't even have it.
Yeah,
I don't have an anus.
Wanted, but no. Yeah.
But, you know, like, I just try to keep it a distance.
Like,
I've got comfortable with leaving the door open, like, when I urinate.
Yeah, okay.
Now, recently, within the last couple of months, but that's still not. Why does he need to know? Like, he doesn't need to hear the sound effects.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine with that. But number two.
I don't. I think all together, like, that's okay to have that privacy.
It's crazy. I mean, we call it turtle.
Oh, that's cute. That's real cute.
Like, did you turtle? So we it's funny.
Oh, God.
And it's like, shut the door, your turtle. I don't want to see your turtle. So, no, I guess we're too comfortable, too.
I know. Like, I won't, like, this is going to be TMI. Like, I won't have diarrhea.
Okay, I was going to ask you that, because that's where my mind went. That's
harsh.
I won't have diarrhea.
I go to a separate bathroom
downstairs.
Like, right, I'm not even going to do this to you.
I'm not letting my husband, I'm shutting the
door. I need to be alone in those
one.
Moments. But if it's just my regular 7 o'clock...
Yeah. I don't want him to know. I don't want him to hear. I'm spraying.
But
I'm turning on.
That doesn't impact the conversation. Like,
The only thing that impacts the conversation is when it's like, okay, what did you
like? Come on.
It messes with my head though, because in my mind I'm like, okay, if we're getting intimate,
right?
And you know he's getting ready to go down the business. In my mind it's like, oh my God, is he thinking about my turtle?
Exactly.
Like,
turtle.
And then I start psyching myself out like, I'm clenching, like, there's no turtle.
Like,
and now
it's
like, I can't even get my orgasm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm
thinking
too much.
I'm not gonna lie. It's like, generally, like, you don't do that in front of each other, like, a couple of minutes or so before it's going down. Like, you gotta give it some time.
I don't even want to do it days.
Like, I just can't.
But if you in your routine, you just in your
talking,
your husband, wife, mom, dad moment, it's just, hey, how was your day?
Oh, God.
I walked in and then I walked back out. Like, oh, my
I'm
bad.
Not that comfortable yet. I'm not that comfortable. I don't want to be that comfortable.
How was your day?
I can't.
Turtle. I'm with you. I'm not there yet.
I don't want to be there. I don't want that.
Yeah, I need some tissue.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's when you throw the roll in there. You need some tissue. You hold your breath and you... There you go, babe.
I'll go out, clinch, and go downstairs and get it myself. Don't even worry about it. I'll clinch, cut off the turtle.
Oh, God.
I'll run down the...
Cut off the turtle.
Chop off the head. Jambalaya, cut it off.
I'm so weak. I'm not doing it right. Oh man, okay, wow.
Again, thanks for tuning in. You know, be sure to subscribe to Fat Wives Unfiltered podcast on iTunes and Google Play. While you're there, you'll never think of turtle again the same way. So leave us a 5-star rating. And, you know, don't forget to follow us on all social media at Fab Wives. And definitely visit us at fabwives.com for resources, episode notes, and more. And until next time,
be fabulous.